Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn with the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report. Coming up July 31st and August 1st in Dodge City, Kansas, is Cattle University, hosted by the High Plains Journal. And joining us today is one of the event's organizers, Holly Martin, publisher and editor of High Plains Journal. Holly, tell us a little bit about what you got going on at this event.
Hey, it's good to be here. Yeah, we've got a great event coming up July 31st and August 1st in Dodge City. It's called Cattle U, and I tell you, a lot of what we do is about education, and here at High Plains Journal, we've been working on educational events for the past 15 years and just haven't ever done anything like as big and as grand as we're getting ready to do for the cattle industry. So it's a two-day event held in Dodge City. Registration is $125 if you're not a subscriber to the High Plains Journal. If you are, you can look in your High Plains Journal and get a registration code and be able to get registration for $95. So the two-day event, we've got trade show, we've got educational sessions all throughout the time. I looked the other day and I think we've got over 20 speakers that are on the agenda for a variety of different topics, for cow-calf guys, feeders, and stalkers. So quite a variety of education available.
Yeah, something for everybody, I understand.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of what we were trying to do is make sure that we tailored the education. And I guess that's something I want to emphasize is the educational sessions are very practical things. They're things that we want producers to be able to come, go to sessions. They can handpick the sessions that they go to kind of customize and tailor their education, and then really take practical things back to their farm and ranch and be able to say, okay, this is something that I can do. These are things that I can incorporate that might make a difference to my bottom line.
Absolutely. Who are some of those speakers you guys have lined up, and what are some of those topics they're going to be talking about?
Okay, well, we've got a couple keynote speakers that are pretty exciting. I don't know if you know Dr. Dan Thompson, but mm-hmm. Dan is a great advocate for agriculture, personal friend of mine, and just a real good cheerleader for the industry. And he hosts the Doc Talk program on RFC TV, and he's a veterinarian. And so he's going to kick off the 2 days for us to kind of get people fired up and say, okay, this is important to me. It's important for me to for the longevity of the beef industry, for me to continue to learn and advance my education. And so he will be a great speaker. And then we have Glenn Klippenstein, and Glenn is a name that's been around for a long, long time in the beef industry in the High Plains. He is now serving on the board of Protect the Harvest, which is the Lucas Oil company's, Frank Lucas's baby. I think it's a lot about making sure that we have the resources and the response available, maybe to counteract some of those people that are out there that are interested in making sure that animal agriculture goes away. And so mm-hmm. Glenn is going to be able to talk to that and talk about what producers can do to help protect their industry long term. So the breakout sessions then go from anything from becoming BQA certified to talking about body score of cows and how you can make sure that your nutritional program makes sure that you have the ability to breed your cows back. There's sessions on grazing leases. There's sessions on making sure that producers who have lots of employees out there, that they do a good job of managing those employees and get some tips on that kind of thing. So just a wide variety of topics.
And in addition to that, you all have a great trade show in conjunction with this.
Absolutely. So that's part of the, I always talk about the, when we do these educational events to draw a circle, kind of close the loop for producers. And so these cow guys can certainly come and learn and try to maybe inspire some new ideas and some things that they can do on their back at home with their cow herd. And then they can certainly go back out into the trade show and find those partners to do those things with. And, you know, I'm kind of excited. I've been looking at that list, and as those exhibitors come in and seeing some of the cool things and cool, new and innovative products that they have, will be a great way for producers, again, to help add to the bottom line at home.
And of course, it's a great way to network with fellow cattle producers and kind of meet some of those folks with the social components of this event as well.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the coolest things we're doing is this is a part of Dodge City Days. So the Dodge City Days Rodeo is going on that at that time, and actually we'll have a rodeo social private event for the attendees of Cattle Dew, so they can come, they can hang out and bring their families if they like. You know, families can go and do the Dodge City Days things during the day and then go to the rodeo that night. It's family night at the rodeo, so a lot of fun to be had as well.
Great. Well, and just to kind of run over some of that last information there for our listeners again, registration, like you said, $125, and then subscribers to the High Plains Journal can look in their most current issue for a $30 discount code. It looks like that's applicable up until July 20th, correct?
That is correct.
Okay,
yeah.
So they got a few more days to be getting that done, and then that actually comes with quite a few things, you know, all access to all of these speakers throughout the two-day event, access to the trade show, and it comes with a one-year subscription to the High Plains Journal as well, plus online access to all the presentations, so they can take that information home with them and revisit that, I suppose, when they want to, and looks like just a whole bunch of other things to go along with that.
That is exactly right. Yeah, that's one of the cool things that we're doing, and I'm excited to say, is that everybody that'll attend will come home and they'll be a High Plains Journal subscriber. So that education will be reporting on those stories, and that will be shared throughout the year. So the education won't stop just that day. It's not just value for those 2 days. It's throughout the year.
Well, it sounds like a great event. We're certainly excited about it. If there's people out there that would like to find more information on this, where can they go, Holly?
They can go to cattleu.net. So cattleu.net, the schedule's there, hotel reservation links are there, and then, of course, the registration link as well.
Okay. Well, Holly, thanks for visiting with us today. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report.